T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, brought to you by the Bay Club. Visit bayclub.com. Coach, really good to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us today. Great game last night. 42 assists. Is that all that happened?
Pretty much. That's all I remember.
Very nice. Do you think this has anything? I saw him wear the White Sox hat. Do you think at the end of the year, Durant's just going to quit the NBA altogether to go pursue a minor league baseball career?
I think he was hoping the White Sox are going to sign Manny Machado, and that's his mind was more on that than basketball.
Clearly. By the way, today is the 25th anniversary of Jordan choosing baseball.
Is that right?
Yeah. Can you believe that happened?
You know, I signed with the Bulls that year, like 2 days before he retired. So that was, about 93, October of 93. And I was so excited. Free agent, and I'm on a make good deal with the Bulls. I'm thinking, man, if I can just make the team, I'll get to play with Michael Jordan. And then he retired like 2 days later.
what did that leave you just like holding the bag? Did you regret signing with the Bulls when that happened?
No, it actually was the best thing that ever happened for me. Not for Bulls fans, but or the Bulls, but. It opened up a spot on the roster, and I made the team, and I got a lot of playing time that year, and kind of revived my career. So thank you, Michael. One of many things he did for me in my life.
There you go. Steve Kerr. And Steve, I've been saying today that you really are. You're a master when it comes to dealing with the media. I would like to think that you genuinely enjoy our conversations on some level, but I'm also not naive to know enough to think that you're doing this voluntarily. You know, like... I hope that you and I have a trustful, healthy relationship. Can we talk about the trustful, healthy relationship that the Bay Area media has with one Kevin Durant?
Sure. I mean, this is part of my job. It's part of his job. It's part of everybody's job in the NBA. It's something you deal with every day, and you try to make the best of it. And it can be a lot of fun too, especially when you're winning and you've got a good team. So, Kevin's been great over the past few years with the media. I think you'd probably agree. He's been very forthright and engaging. And so, last night, the last week or so, not so much, but, let's give him a pass.
Yeah. Well, And I think that you guys give so much that passes are given in many instances. And, yeah. The benefit of the doubt is extended to a cooperating partner. And the Golden State Warriors, to a man, are cooperative partners. Very much is the case. Did you talk to Kevin Durant about how he handled that moment last night? And did you hope that in 9 days to consider how that moment might play, he would have come up with a better strategy than intimidating a room?
We have not spoken since then. We didn't have practice this morning. I didn't even see the interview until I got home last night, and we just landed in Phoenix, so we haven't seen each other. I'm sure we'll have a conversation at some point. But he's a grown man, he's got to do his job. I've got to do mine, and we talk all the time, just like. I do with all the players, and they talk amongst themselves. And so we're all part of this. When you're on the same team, you deal with each other's issues, and you try to help each other through everything. So, if there's anything I can do, I'm definitely going to help him along.
Did you offer him any advice? Here's how I would handle this, Kevin.
No. He's been in this league a long time. And to be perfectly honest, I didn't see that coming. Even though he wasn't speaking with the media for the last week, I just thought, he just needed a break. He was probably tired of all the speculation, and I just thought, he'll eventually get back speaking with the media, and I didn't see any of that coming, what happened last night.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game, and I'm not asking you to speak for Kevin. I never would. Do you, Steve, think in any way he's being treated unfairly or unjustly?
I think the issue for Kevin and for all NBA players, especially the guys in the superstar roles, is, you know, the focus has shifted so much in the league. It's become almost fantasy basketball. You know, it's instead of the focus being on, you know, the Warriors playing for a third straight title, all the focus seems to be on where everybody's going to be playing next year. And look, that's part of the deal, especially if you sign a 1-year deal and you're a superstar and you're going to be a free agent. Those questions are going to come, but you know, I think part of the deal too is trying to shift the conversation in the direction you'd like, and you know, and that's what we try to do with our franchise. There's a lot of things that can be discussed and a lot of things that can get off track, and we got to do our best to try to steer the conversation back to our team and winning and what's really important.
Steve, do you think that Ethan Sherwood Strauss, and I'm only asking you about him because he was called out by name by Kevin, do you think in any way he's been reckless or unfair how he's gone about covering your team?
You know, I think there's a history there that goes back to the Draymond article a few years ago. So there's, you know, maybe the – you remember the article I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so, you know, there was an article there that sort of questioned you know, Draymond's future with the team, which raised some eyebrows and stirred some things up. You know, I think there's always going to be, you know, issues and things and, you know, maybe certain words that are written, certain articles that are written that you know, upset players, upset coaches, upset organizations. You know, I don't think that has been the case this year. I know that he did write a column about, you know, whether Kevin was leaving the other day, and that's what Kevin was upset about. So, you know, this is all part of the back and forth, and it's part of the deal. As I talk about with our team every year, you know, it's part of the gig. You know, this is what we sign up for, Yes, we all get paid for our, you know, either coaching ability or playing ability, but we also get paid to be part of the soap opera and the machine, whatever you want to call it, the beast. And so all that revenue that generates the salary cap, you know, it doesn't all come from ticket sales. It comes from media rights and all kinds of financial streams that are based on people's intense interest in the league. And so you just kind of have to deal with that and go along with that. And there are going to be times where you get upset and, you know, you just move on. You keep going.
Steve, you talk so much about playing with joy, and it's really not something that I've heard many coaches ever talk about, but you talk about it all the time. Does it hurt you at all to see some joy not being enjoyed by Kevin Durant, who should be, like, in the – I mean, these are the salad days. These are the good days. Like, I mean, these are great days. You guys are 13-1 in your last 14. You had 42 assists last night. I mean, does it sort of hurt you at all to see any of your guys not having fun through this?
Well, I mean, think of it this way. We've now gone through this interview for 5 to 7 minutes, I guess, and everything has been about the Kevin interview. We haven't talked about the game last night. We haven't talked about beating the Spurs and everybody on the roster playing well and winning 13 of 14. Those haven't been the questions, right? And so this is just kind of the way it goes. It's there's more interest in Kevin's interview from last night than there is in the game. So I think we're proving that right now with this radio show. It's just the way it is. So we have plenty of joy in our building. We have plenty of fun and humor in our locker room. And I know our guys enjoy coming to work every day, Kevin included. But there's other stuff you got to deal with. And that, like I said, it's all just kind of part of the gig.
Under the basket last night, Curry went down hard. I thought he might have slipped or tripped. I'm just glad he got up and wasn't hurt at all. You were about to get ejected, and then you didn't.
I called a timeout rather than getting the tee. You know, I was going to back Steph up because he clearly got tripped. I could have run out onto the court and yelled at the ref and got a tee. But I decided to just take a timeout, and which gave me a little more cover because now I, you know, during the timeout, I can kind of have more of a conversation with the official. So I made my feelings known, and the officials did a good job. They admitted they were wrong. They moved on, and our team really took off. I think at that point, you know, over the next 3 minutes, I think we went on like a 12-0 run or something. It was probably the key stretch of the game. So I was really proud of the way the guys responded.
It was a sizzling third. It really was. It was fantastic. Was it good to see Greg Popovich? Were you upset that he rested guys before he came into play? And I tell you, it says something about culture that they came and played you like a tooth and nail for at least a half a basketball undermanned.
Yeah, you know, I talked to him the night before. He told me his plans the night before, and DeMar DeRozan was nursing an injury, so he was legitimately banged up, and Aldridge was scheduled for a rest day with the back-to-back. They're playing in Portland tonight. So the reality is, if you're managing your season over 82, it made a lot more sense to rest them both and give yourself a better chance in Portland tonight. So that makes sense. It's gotten a little dicey dealing with the league now and whatever this phrase is, load management, you gotta deal with the powers that be in the league and make sure you don't upset anybody. But the one thing you know with the Spurs, no matter who's out there, they're going to execute. They were flying around last night in that first half. That was incredible.
I would say that load management is the word rest with a better agent.
Yeah, well said.
All-star draft results are in. Kevin Durant has assembled a team of free agents that I think you might like to assemble really down in Los Angeles. Have you seen this? LeBron James, excuse me. He started his draft by picking Kevin Durant first overall. Curry's with Team Giannis. Very interesting, not interesting. You are going to have to coach this, right?
No, I'm going to be in San Diego.
Oh, nice. Oh, very, that's right.
And Mike Malone's coaching.
Oh, congratulations. I know that was important to you.
Yeah, so we've been on the plane. We just landed in Phoenix, so I haven't paid any attention to that, nor will I during my weekend in San Diego.
I hope
you can tell me all about it.
You disconnect and unplug, Coach. You certainly deserve it. Have you talked with Bob Myers at all about the buyout market?
Yeah, we visited today before our flight. I was in his office all the way up till the trade deadline in case anything came through. And we had a discussion about, buyout potential and that kind of stuff. And so we'll see where everything goes.
How cool was it for you to meet Tommy Smith?
That was amazing. It really was. I've read all about that moment in Mexico City. And I didn't know the details of the story. So it was amazing to hear Tommy's firsthand recollection of the event and the aftermath, and our guys really were so locked in when he was speaking and during the interaction. They had a lot of great questions, and it was really fun to see, you know, generations connect over something that is obviously still very relevant today, because Colin Kaepernick is basically a modern-day Tommy Smith. There's really no difference. Making peaceful protests of human rights violations. And so here we are, whatever it is, 60 years later, and still talking about the same issues.
Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. Back in Phoenix, taking on the Suns tomorrow. When you go back into the building, is it warm memories or is just like, man, the GM thing didn't work out?
I've got good memories from Phoenix. You know, I wasn't a great GM, but I made a lot of friends here. I was here 3 years. You know, the best, probably the best part of it all was getting to know Steve Nash and Grant Hill, two of the all-time great professionals, and being able to be part of the team with them and just go through the battles with those two guys. It was awesome. And so we had, you know, we had some good years, but it was a really an important time for me. I would say being a GM for 3 years, even though I wasn't a very good one, really helped prepare me to coach. I think a big step for me in understanding kind of how organizations work and help prepare me for Golden State, for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, you are ready for this moment, obviously. Look at the success, and you're certainly the guy to negotiate the team through whatever this moment is, and it's always great to talk to you in any moment. Steve, thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it, Damon. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.